First center, number two.
This is the first all-metal airplane manufactured in the United States where the passengers could ride indoors. So this was the first commercial airplane made in the United States. And there's two pilots up front plus nine passengers.
We're going to be flying 1,000 feet above the ground, cruising at 90 miles an hour. We're heading for downtown Ottawa. Let's go for an airplane ride.
The plane is designed to fly on any two engines, so you can lose one and it will continue an actual climb on any two.
Has that ever happened to you?
I've had shut down an engine before. Luckily it was in cruise and it was the center engine. If you're going to lose one, that's the one you want to lose, so that it goes straight ahead.
There's no smoking on the airplane. There is a fire extinguisher behind the co-pilot.
They have huge picture windows. Unlike if anybody's ever ridden on a regional jet, you got these little portholes that nobody can see out. These have these huge windows. Everybody just enjoys the ride. They got off with a big smile. The interior of this airplane is exactly the way it came from the factory in 1929. This is a museum piece. There's black rubber matting on the floor, the leather seats, and there's wood paneling and pinstripes and decorative lamps around the windows. That was all there in 1929. They used to fly the airplane from New York to California. It took 3 days. But you would fly in the airplane all day, the first day out of New York, stopping for fuel, and then that evening you would get on a train, sleep on the train that night, in the morning get off and get on another airplane, fly all day, and then around Denver get on another train, and the third morning you'd be flying into L.A. I enjoy it. Just a blast to fly. It's fun to look out the window and move the controls and use some skills, some seated with pants flying skills.
Yeah, there's nothing digital about this
plane. No, it's... Analog. But we tell people it's fly-by-wire. If you look, all the control cables on the airplane are exposed. So it's the original fly-by-wire airplane.